Homily 66. When I am weak, then I am strong. The Apostle Paul's confession in this morning's first reading is strikingly paradoxical. Here is a man who had not only encountered and enjoyed the risen Christ, making him an apostle, but also as a man in Christ, who was taken up to the third heaven and into paradise. Paul is the symbol of the ecstatic mystic who had a foretaste of the beatific vision granted to us only after death. Read the works of Angela Foligno, another great mystic who claimed that she had a foretaste of the beatific vision. Yet, Paul emphasized that he was content with weakness, wanting to know only Christ and him crucified. Strange, he doesn't say, the only thing I want to know is Christ risen. He says, Christ crucified. Although everyone here has had experiences in which one exclaims, why can't life be like this all the time? And as I've often said, I have fond memories of surfing among dolphins, dancing with an orangutan, being kissed by a killer whale. I suspect that we are more aware of how ordinary our lives are. However, even for the ecstatic mystic Paul, he had to face the daily grind of being an apostle to the Gentiles, often ridiculed, persecuted for preaching a crucified Messiah. Strange words, I am not ashamed of the gospel. And on the surface, it is indeed something to be ashamed of. Jesus became sin, the sinless one. He who hangs upon a tree is cursed. How can the God-man be cursed? And Paul preached this. His life was filled with hunger, thirst, cold, shipwrecked a few times, beaten with rods, whipped several times. And finally in prison, he's awaiting death by the sword because a Roman citizen, he could not be crucified. And in a sense, nothing had changed. The Romans were still in charge. Herod was still the pseudo-king. The temple remained unfinished. And for most Jews, life went on as usual. But Paul knew that because of Christ crucified and risen, everything had changed. Karl Rahner, the influential 20th century German Jesuit theologian, admitted being amazed and confused that Jesus' life was in some ways so ordinary, so banal, so everyday. Unknown for 30 years, an itinerant preacher for three. Even his crucifixion by the Romans was in some ways no different from what thousands had experienced by Roman hands. To be sure, his resurrection puts everything in a different light. For Rahner, the first thing that we should learn from Jesus is to be fully human. If Jesus is the God-man, then he is God in the everyday, the ordinary. Within that context, Rahner wrote of a mysticism of daily life. He stressed that our ordinary, banal, humdrum daily life is the stuff, real Christianity, where grace, God's presence, has its history and is actually experienced there. The mystic of everyday life for Rahner is simply someone who can die to self, surrender to the mystery, who embraces his or her life, one who can accept with hope the experience of utter loneliness, who can forgive with no expectation of the other's gratitude, or even of feeling good about one's selfishness, who prays, even when it feels useless, who maintains faith, hope, and love, even when there are no apparent reasons for so doing, who experiences bitterly the great gulf between what we desire from life and what it actually gives us, who courageously totally accepts life and oneself, even when everything that props up our life fails. Wherever space is really left by forgetting oneself, by apparent emptiness, by the many, many deaths of daily life, provided that emptiness is not filled by nonsense, busyness, or chatter, or the deadly grief of the world, there God is. Because of Christ, the mysticism of daily life is one of joy in the world and an Easter faith that loves the earth. When I am weak, then I am strong.